Let's get her going. Come on. Shake that bedhead all the way around. Shake it out. Let's go. Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. We're going to make you glad you did. Took a phone call from Harriet down in Tucson. I was at the office working a little late one evening, and the phone rang. Kind of weird to be ringing this hour. It's Harriet calling from Ina in Thornydale. And she says, Rosie, I'm not well. I'm fighting diabetes, losing my eyesight, can't watch TV, can't read computers, but I never miss listening to Rosie on the House every Saturday morning. Miss Harriet, you made my day letting me know that. I hope you're listening this morning, and we wish you the very, very best today and this weekend and forever. Thanks for tuning in. Listen, if you are familiar with Rosie on the House, you know what our SOP is here. You know what our protocol is here. We're here for one reason, to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And if you own a home, you want to try and tackle a project around the home, whether it's remodeling or maintenance or repair, we are the answer team for you. You call toll-free 1-888-767-4348. In that first hour, 8 to 9, we're always talking about landscape, gardening, and irrigation, your yard. And at 9 o'clock through 11 o'clock, we talk about anything and everything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin, from the foundations to the rooftop and every single thing in between. If you have a project you want to try and tackle, look, we've done remodeling as far south as Nogales and Tucson and Sierra Vista, as far east as Alpine, Nutrioso, Hannigan Meadow, as far west as Wickiup and Blythe, as far north as Flagstaff and Page, and a whole bunch of ton of work right in the Flagstaff and Tucson area and Phoenix as well. So we know your community. We know construction and home remodeling in Arizona. Give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348. My co-host Romy Romero is here by my side, as well as my wife, sweet Jennifer, who's here in studio. My daughter Julia answers the phone. Get your name, your question, where you're calling from in Arizona, and Mike, Reish, and Pete make sure all the proper buttons are connected so our voice travels 47,000 miles up in the air, hits the satellite, comes back down, and touches you right there in your home in less than 6.5 seconds. That, Romy, that's incredible.
It's even less than that.
How's it do that?
You got me. If you'd like to join the conversation, Julia is standing by. 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Anything you'd like to talk about, we're here for that. It's open lines this hour. We can jump through as many calls as make it through the call screener. So jump on board now. If you've had trouble reaching us in the past when we have guests and carrying specific topics, sometimes it can be hard to get in. We've got open lines. Anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. If you're in the Phoenix metro area, today is the Home and Garden Show out at the Arizona State Fairgrounds. It opens up in 1 hour at 10 a.m. and closes at 6 p.m. Those same hours are for that's Friday and Saturday, so that's for today. And then Sunday, they're going to go 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So they have, I believe the number is about 900 booths and vendors on the fairgrounds today. So you have got your opportunity to see what's going on.
I don't know what number they start at, but Bill Jenkins was 963.
No, okay, there you go. That's booth 963. So there you go. The Home and Garden Show. We are going to talk in the 10 o'clock hour specifically about problems your home may have depending on the genre of your house. All homes are neutral gender, right, Jennifer?
I guess so. Never thought about it.
Yeah. But if your home, we're going to pick the decades.
When they find a universal toilet lid, it'll be non-gender specific.
That's right. Good point. We're going to pick the homes by decades all over Arizona. We're going to talk about, well, if your home was built in the 40s, the 50s, 60s, in this particular neighborhood and region, these are the things you're going to want to know about, okay? So if you know, and we're going to bring it all the way up into today's standards. So look, if you know a new homeowner, they just moved into that new home. Maybe it's a daughter, a granddaughter, a niece, a son, grandson, nephew, a relative, a friend. If they're in a new home and they're not up listening to this show, do them a favor and get over there, wake them up, and tell them to tune in, because we're going to educate them on the most pertinent, the most accurate, and the most timely home ownership, maintenance, and repair information they can get. We will keep them from making any big, expensive mistakes. That's us. That's our job. That's what we do at Rosie on the House. 1-888-767-4348.
Tim in Tucson, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Yes, good morning to you all. I removed a faceplate on a thermostat in my duplex here, and there was a wire cut behind the faceplate after I exchanged the new batteries in it and stuff. Is that of any concern?
Was it, how big was the wire? Was it real tiny and skinny or
low voltage?
Yeah. Generally speaking, those wires, they're too hard to run individually. So for a thermostat to the air conditioning, it could be anywhere from 4 to 8 to 6
conductors.
Just depends on how complicated it is. And then they're all color coded. They'll be purple and blue and green and red, and that way the electrician knows, all right, I put green here on this side and green here on this side, and they're all in one big wire, and they strip it down. So chances are there was more conductor wires than they needed on the thermostat, so they just left it. Or when the new guys came in and maybe replaced the thermostat, they didn't need to use the same wires. It's
everything's working,
really,
right,
nothing
Tim?
To
it's working, however, it wasn't cut all the way through. It was just exposed. That's what it was, exposed. It was the yellow wire.
Well, if you've got the fan motor, you've got the compressor, and you've got the heating element, is it an all-electric home?
Yes.
No gas at all?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
So if I would tell you that if your heat is working, then you're probably in good shape. The fan motor's going on, the warm air's coming and circulating through the house and all of that. I don't know the color codes of the generally accepted color codes, but a yellow wire is one of them that's generally connected, the yellow and the white and the red.
On the back of your thermostat, do you see a little copper?
There may be a color code.
You'll see a screw with some copper around it. and maybe some yellow casing.
If everything's working, I'm sure it's fine. Generally, you take a thermostat cover off, and very well, you will find one or two extra conductors there that just aren't being used. The thing you're going to want to be looking for is, should something stop working, then that yellow is controlling whatever it is. We appreciate the call, Tim. Thanks for trusting Rosie on the House. You can find us during the week at rosieonthehouse.com as well.
And I don't have it right in front of me just because we're going a little slow on the computer this morning. I wish you could give computers coffee to jumpstart them on cold mornings, but we'll get you the name.
I wish I could live without them.
We have an air conditioning contractor in Tucson.
Intelligent Design.
We'll get that number for you off the air if you needed just a little comfort to that, or a second opinion by somebody that wires probably 5 or 6 of those a day. We could get you in touch with Intelligent Design.
I want all the listeners to make sure they know. It's funny how when you bump into the people in the public, they always let you know how they know about you. It's either by the article in the Arizona Daily Star, or the Arizona Republic, or the Green Valley News, or the Casa Grande Dispatch, or they've seen us on TV, or they hear us on the radio. But I need to know that y'all all need to know that we also have a website, too. And in your community, we have pre-screened contractors that you can know and trust. So go to the website, rosieonthehouse.com. Click and pick by region which community and neighborhood in Arizona you live in, and then you will be given a full assessment of qualified contractors in your area. We are just beginning to build out Flagstaff, and then we're going to have to go up in the White Mountains. Romy, when we get the White Mountains, that's going to be my region. I get that region.
That if we get any kind of cold vortex in Arizona, it's It's there on the top of
I own the White Mountains.
You can handle that?
Yes, I own the White Mountains. All right. You know, one of the things that drove us expanding...
Can I come visit?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Absolutely. Sunday through Friday.
All right.
You got to be at the station on Saturday. One of the things that drove us to start expanding our referral network were the people in the no-fly zone. The no-work zone. South of Phoenix and north of Marana. The Casa Grande, the Pinal County, the Florence, the Eloy, the Coolidge, which had a huge expansion of housing numbers and units created over the 90s and the first decade of the 21st century. And the home builders and developers could create enough work for contractors to travel to those neighborhoods to build the homes. But all those people found out when they wanted smaller projects done, there were very few people that would travel that far. And we got phone calls for years about, Rosie, none of your certified contractors in Phoenix will come down to this area, and none of your certified contractors in Tucson will come up. We're in the no-work zone. We need your help. So we launched the Casa Grande Connection. That also you can find at rosieonthehouse.com. We've got painters, roofers, air conditioning guys, and anybody, plumbers, anybody else you might need in the Casa Grande Connection. You're in one of those homes that are now getting 8, 9, 10, 12, 15 years old, needing some work or repair, you too now have the safety and the security of using the number one contractor referral network in all of Arizona, rosieonthehouse.com.
When we get back, Ruth in Scottsdale claims she's got a 2-year-old air filter that's never been dirty.
Watch out.
We'll talk to Ruth right after this at 1-888-767-4348.